It's that stuff that if you make a boy priya dama with the oven and the place, you don't need to be yitzes. And we have a good sheet of it, which shows the yitzes. This is a sheet that's Rambam, which says the na yitzes. Different ways how to learn, different displays in the Rambam. You're yitzes, na yitzes. Are some which, like, you know, aren't so happy about being yitzes because Chesh is Rambam. Like, one day, Kipsak Mechab is a bidiyavid. One is going to be yitzah with Adama with
it. Different gear size in the Rambam?
Two ways in the Rambam, yeah. Some in the Rambam yatsah, some in the Rambam yatsah. And she has what's true, Techus Mekurim or not, Techil and Ara or not. Bakopanam, the Maitz Mechab goes up Shack that you're going to be yitzah. Isn't Shach HaShach, he says yitzah, that's, you know, only yitzah with the Eved. But he says that if he, when you eat more Paris, he doesn't want you to do that. If you have another fruit, it's not a Bracharia. This is only brach, which your mom's channel fun of it works. If you have more parents, I want to say maybe it won't work. Fine. Agapanam, if you made a bar priya eitz on something which is bar priya dama, so over there we say you're not going to be eitzah. Why are you going to be eitzah? Because if it grows on the ground, tree is not the correct bracha for that. Now the mishpura being down, there are three situations that we say that you're going to be eitzah with eitz on something which is bracha is bar priya dama. Case number one is something which be'etzem should be maybe is a fruit. Nervus, it's not a gemar pri. It's not a gemar pri, so therefore it's not fully ripe. So being that it's not fully ripe, so be'etzem, it is a pre eitz, just we're not there yet. So therefore you're going to be eitza. Or something which is not the ikar pri. Some rage based on things that are not the ikar pri, right? It goes from a betzlaf. It goes from a tree, but it's not the ikar pri. So therefore, you're going to eat. So the third case is a fruit which is better cooked than raw. Right? What was the case? Okay, like maybe zucchini or whatever it is, things like that. But I guess I don't anyhow. But things which are better cooked than raw. So add there, but you have to be eating. The reason we make eights, you know, eats on a dama is because of my kasher. But something which is bad, some fruit, just it didn't cook it yet, or it's not my pre, or not ikir pre. So pre eights is not a wrong lesson, so therefore we say that you're going to be yitzah. So the Chayadim's Mo'ira that some which is not like a pre and Reish Beis, we saw that what should you do? We have a choice. What brachas you make? Adam or Eitz? If it's a suffix, you're not sure if it's you have a suffix, what to do? So over there, if it's like a pre or not, the Ramah says Reish Beis of Ches, Yud Ches, make Adama. Why is making a dama? Because yotzim manashach. So chayadam yes, I was saying so much like a pre, much yotzim yavet also with eitz. So both of them yotzim yavet. So my mamay hai. So chayadam says the ma'isa dama is a more appropriate bracha for something which just more appropriate bracha, even if it's for pre eitz. It's a different more. It's more appropriate for that. So be yavet to make a dama as opposed to being eitz. Fine. Then Mechaber says, if you make shakel, yoytze, even a pasiyayin, shakel is the bracha klali, and like the Mishmur speaks out many times, that's only if you have a suffix mitzad din, but if it's suffix because you didn't learn, and don't eat till you learn. That's the other one, bracha, right? Now they say, nine to learn. And shakel also, it's only b'diavad, and the chilish thing you should make bracha, I really, it's a proper thing to do. Sibbeis is you have a orange and a vegetable, and you picked up the cucumber, and that's the part that orange also. So what's he says? He says Shaila is that orange. Adam is not the correct bracha for orange. But the Eved, if you made a bracha on the orange, Adam we said be the Eved Yoytza. Why the bracha is Michal? It's like a middle of a talas. If the bracha has what to be chal on, would you say it's also nigra to someone who's b'di'evit if it had das befeirs? So if he didn't have das, for sure, he'd do each thing which is the proper thing. But over here, we're at das befeirs, so do you say it's nigra to that also? Or we say no. Once the bracha is chal, therefore we're going to say that it's not going to happen. So the Mechaber Paskins over here, yotze. Here it says yotze. So Tshuva brings down that there are a lot of chulkim on that. And Mr. Bruce says that what she did in this case, b'di'evad in lachsel barks, that's shuknar chsel barks alkal. But yoyset avi this nimach shlechol miyad abim. Preyetz alach hazman, Best thing is Minimlach not to go ahead and eat it. And you should go make a bracha. Ah, you're causing bracha shenei tzvicha. The Torah is not called bracha shenei tzvicha because something which is sacred din is not called bracha shenei tzvicha. That's interesting. In all of Mr. Brule, he only does it like once or twice. You have self brachas, what do you do? Nimlach, you know, usually gives a psak, or brachas alcohol, or. Here's like the case we have his mom is such a starker suffix, like you have to be Nimlach. You can't say his brachas alcohol, and his mom is very starker suffix.
We always say
this for.
We always say as far that by Sabbath brachos, it's not considered a brachos shenei tzvicha.
Yeah, and if you have a sibah to do, it's not considered a brachos shenei tzvicha. Yeah.
Doesn't it have to be hamming that he had das, the case of the Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah, das. Yeah.
I'm saying lehadya.
Yeah, das hadya. Otherwise, no shayla. Yeah, das hadya, no shayla. Now, the interesting question, if I involve a sifkat and bays, says he make a bracha on a mezainis to pater a pass also. Over there, even on mezainis, we have a work for a pass. But over there it says you made a bracha on the. If you made a bracha on the. If you made a bracha on the papyrus, it doesn't pater the pass. The question is why not? Here, Mechaba goes back and forth. The Yitzah, Nimlach, there's like Pasha, it doesn't pass. Because this is my, like, you know, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Shevi Levi wants to say, the pshat is that since the Zimun is between Hamoitzi and Neitzan Adama, but Hamoitzi pshat is, that's when we make a mezainis on a cake, Shabbat Sama Shabbat, or Pasasso. Like mezainis also is a type of cake, we say, type of pass. El my pshat is, Chazal were mefkia, the Berkos of mezainis, and like gave a special chashivas to the Hamoitzi. And like took it out of the Berachos HaMezainos. So therefore, since Chazal took it out, therefore, if you made a Berachos HaMezainos to pat something else, that's because you weren't mekayem to come to Chazal, and therefore we're not going to say Yoytzah if you had das on one to pat that other one. I'm saying it over here, you know, this is mokim for machlekes.
Chazal said make it Eitzan and Adama.
No. Eitzan and Adama, says Batsam, what Chazal said was like, you know, Batsam pass, Mezainos passes, really applies to it, right? Nervous. What they did was that they gave it a special bracha pass. They took it out of the mezainis, and we took a shavu. They mafkia the kilo. They said like, don't make a mezainis on this. When it comes to pre-ace, it's just more of like a bracha mavur. And there's hamitz lechem our very name mezainis is mazur. And hamitz lechem our very pre-ace is like more of a bracha mavur. It's like the ground, and this is like eight. It's like in the shavu's mouth, like there's more mavur in the bracha. That's why it's afka of the thing. Yeah, a little bit, 100%. How's this blive strap? Now, this is where I had das afresh to pata. Let's say I made a mistake in Hilchos Brachas, Shevi Levi brings down. I made a bracha on a drink, and I had das to pata or kugel. I thought the kugel was shakel kugel. And then I realized that, no, it's not a shakel kugel, it's a dama kugel. So, do you say the same thing or not? This case is our. I knew that well, it was brachas and was what I danced the pattern. Over this, Shevi Levi says that's called a das betoyis, and therefore he says that the vadi can make a bracha on the kugel. If I thought the kugel was in a bracha, I found it was in a bracha. The vadi not going to say the shakel patters it, and that's a different situation. Fine. So if we come up with an exam, all brachas you know be masking bracha lachilo. Can't be masking bracha lachilo. Brachas mitzvahs. How long? You can't be masking more than teichik dibur. In other words, this is even. If you're not talking, you shouldn't be mafsech more than Tachlik Dibur between the bracha and the mitzvah. How long is Tachlik Dibur? So the Mishnah brings down, Sheh's Tamil Rav, Shu Shamalach HaRebbe. He says Shamalach HaRebbe, he says three words. They ask that, the Chaim Kansi brings down like eight different places where Mishnah says different things. Here he says Shamalach HaRebbe, and Shatzin Yudi says like that. And Tafei Zayin Dalet, I think Shatzin Gimel, and Rezan was Zayin Tess. This case it says it's Shem Lech Rabbi Amari. It's a big steer. Is it three words or four words? Here it says three words, and other places Chaim points out it says four words. Now, you know, to be mafsik, this is even b'shtika. Koshin, you know, I talk between the bracha and I feel the achas is considered hafsik, and that makes it hafsik if it's not let's say a bracha. We mentioned before, the person say, yeah, like talking doesn't just mean like saying words. Nu, sha, you know, people have a whole sign language and expressions. That also goes into hafsek. And as between the bracha and the chida, you're not supposed to be mafsek at all. And the chavit says, then says, oh? Between the bracha and the thing, there's mamash alim atzchos, between the diamond and the also, it's not great. I'm saying, this is a tzarech. If you want to get everyone to come to the table, nu, so it's a tzarech the bracha. Yeah, like we say, you're supposed to be sitting down. So you get people to sit down. Like, but otherwise, times it would be an issue. You have to be Meshul Aznav. You have to hear. The Makav, though? Not Makav. Or Nusha, it's not Makav, no. Tzarech Meshul Aznav, you have to hear what you're saying. This is very important. In all Hilchas Brachas, in all Hilchas Kriyas Shema Tefillah, there's a din of Lachachilat V'yotz. You have to hear the words that you say. And if you don't hear the words, then it's on the view, it's a bit, yeah, but it's all needed. So I can say, like, if you're installing where it's a lot of noise, right? As the part is in Debra, or the part is in, you have to hear it. The Isla Khan and the Khan. Never Chalashin, you can say Brachas Chalashin. Let me say, we don't do Chalashin, Bizman is ever there, Klal. Why don't we do Chalashin? The reason we do Chalashin is because she writes some Kaf, we're not so familiar with all the different translations and that's one of the reasons we went to Chalashin. I just saw Kivega this week, that Be'etzem feels with Chalashin. So it was at Kufa where the reform and whatever, they started doing, changing the synagogue into different languages. They said, like, what do you mean in Hebrew or outdated language? No one knows what in the world they're talking about. She said the prayers in Ashkenaz and don't know what we're talking about. So kids took some safer QA and all they saw came out like in a very horrific incident, like different as far as why. So ancient Kivega is done by Krishna. So he says like they claim by Krishna, the one of the times they say Nayotsa Krishna, even on somebody saying Krishna Nayotsa. So first he says we're gonna get Krishna, Kivega says that what's Makam Krishna? What do you which part? The Purusha Milas?
First.
Only Shema Yisrael, right? So you have to have one of mitzvah, the Purusha Milas, and then we make only Shema Yisrael. He says, you know, most people know the Pirush Shema Yisrael, right? Even if not, he says, Vevichesh Kivega, I mean, the person doesn't go with this, but he says, Betzim, what's the ma'akev in Shema Yisrael? He says, it's just like a balls of Malchus Shemaim. If you had das to become Malchus Shemaim, even you know what Shema means here, wow, Yisrael, who's Israel, you know, like, you know what's going on over there? If you have das to become Malchus Shemaim, that's what's ma'akev, and you can be Yitzel. The fascinating Kivega and Bracha stuff on the second of Yigimli Dawit, and he wants to say you're going to be Yitzhak. Anyway, I'll come upon him. The Chesim Seif, I know it's Chadash Chesim Natoy, where they're very misnagi to the Malach of changing the Sechat Tefillah. But anyway, beside Halacha, there's an issue that we all know is like what each word means, and therefore it's one of the reasons why we don't do Bechaloshen. You have to be dressed, okay, that doesn't come up too often. Reish Magula is also the Baruch, right? You have to have a Yom Kippur, make a bracha. So this halacha, you have to make a Yom Kippur, make a bracha. Let's say something's by the beach. So the halacha, most people might think, that's it's a bracha. The bracha is the problem. There's no problem eating without a Yom Kippur. Because you made a bracha and you want to continue without a Yom Kippur, there's no problem. You're by the beach. So once you make a bracha, you want to continue drinking, eating, whatever, you know, it's not a problem. The problem is only in the bracha Shabbos and the eating Shabbos. My sifdala brings down, you have to, any davar, you should make a bracha, you should call the yamin, it's chashivas. A lefty does small, pas yamin and small didei, and b'lay pas alma. Any bracha or mitzvah, you're supposed to hold in your right hand. Brings down a pi, who did when you give somebody a sefer, you should make a kabbal b'yad yamin. That's the chashivas yamin, you're supposed to do that. A derech kabbalah is pretend you shouldn't put a pri in a sakin because like a bracha is marich yamav and a sakin is mekaretz yamav. Therefore, one should not the correct thing to put a sakin on something which you're holding. Sefei and vav is probably one of the most negated galachas and chas brachas. But first of all, starts off the only make you should only make a bracha when you have it in front of you. Something's not in front of you, you shouldn't make a bracha. Even if you have das on the thing, if it's not in front of you, it's no good. Because the bracha has to be chal on something. The chalitz bracha is a chal on something which is going to come. It says here, amasamayim. It says it's a vav. You make a bracha amasamayim, it's chal. Even though the water which you're drinking, it's flowing back, right? It's flowing, right? So the bracha, by the time you finish the bracha with kavana, it's what do you have there? It's like 20 feet away. And new water's coming in. It sounds like chal. You didn't have it in front of you. So Mr. Burr says that if it's a vav, they're going to come, it works. b'diavad, if it's not bad, they're going to come, then it's going to be okay. Because of the three shlafim. L'chachila, maybe it's like a bracha, it's in your hand, right hand, in front of you. B'diavad, if it's a bad, they're going to come, it's going to work. If it's not bad, they're going to come, they're not yotza. Even with das. The Mishnah says, if you have the bracha in a box, he says, b'diavad b'chav, you have das, but you should open it up and you should hold it. You should hold it. So there's all discussion in the beginning, water fountain. Should you turn on the water fountain before you make the bracha? Boy, what's the shayla? So the being down from Scheinberg, number one is that I'll have sick, maybe should be a little better. And two, like the, you know, the mind should be a little fanacha, it'd be a ksas mail. There's such a concept brought down. My point of ministry, that wasn't going to waste me. Nicker, yeah. It's a chiddush a little bit, yeah. Because he said David, basically we make a bracha, the thing has to be the fanacha. Fine. So the end of the day is probably what we're saying is the thing most negative. The brachas, when a person is eating, decides to eat more, and you go from food to food and snacking. The shaila is, do you have to make another bracha or not? So the point is, we got that in hechas by shchita, like the three shitas, and it's have a soiser hechas shchita to, and it tore both the three hechas shchita to hechas brachas. Maybe I should mix them up. I can't remember about those two. Because the three shitas of shchita. Steer it to Hechas Brachas to Cheshchita. Basically, said that Brachas is a little more kal than Cheshchita. The reason why is because by Brachas, the word is a person goes from thing to thing. It's normal, therefore, we're more mekal than in Cheshchita. So, okay, we'll just, I guess we'll just count it over here. If it was Cheshchita, it's not coming sheikh them so quickly. So, Chayav says like this: if you made a bracha on a fruit, and then they brought you more for them in, or even different minacher, you have to make a bracha. As long as you're like still eating, so then that's going to work. What's the reason why? Because the person goes from achil achil. The Ramah says tovis adachil is datem kosher. The Ramah says yeah, you should have das to do whatever kosher you like. Upon the pesach, let's go to pesach mishabur. More the question I'm somehow like this is that if it's the same men, menastam, you can keep on eating. Even if you, let's say you have orange, and you bring another orange, it's potters with it. Let's say I finish my orange, and I want to bring another orange, I can still potter it, because it's the same mint. If we're going to a different mint, like an apple, it only works called my, I mean an orange. So it's the same mint, even though I finish the food, if it's not the same mint, then only if, on over there. Let me decide a little bit. Mix it over here. There are a couple of different cases. If a guy's eating one food and he has doubts about the other food, that for sure works. Him is not a fan of. I'm making a bracha on orange. I know I'm going to have an apple and a pear. Even though it's not a fan of, that's before it's going to work. If I have doubts only to eat one thing, or I ate one thing and I have no melacha to eat anymore, then I have new bracha. I'm done eating. The shayna sugya is really a stam das. What's time that? I wasn't thinking anything. I mean, eating orange. Now I bring another orange. So the psak of the Rama of Mishabur is a being is dark to go from thing to thing. So if I'm eating orange, they bring another orange, I don't have to make a bracha. They bring me apple. If I mill the orange, then it's okay. If I finish the orange, and I bring in an apple, that makes it a new thing, and I have to make a bracha. Yeah, klar? So I'm discussing, let's say I'm milling the orange, and I say I want an apple. But I wait till to bring the apple out till I finish the orange. Or it's coming soon. So Shemazam in the hell, that's considered enough. That's considered enough, and that's considered that that'll be considered that that'll be okay. Now, that which Stam Das works, the Tutanam, my grandpa points out, it has to be the same type of food. Let's say I make a shackle, right? And I have a, what's the example shackle? I have like a candy. And I decide to have some chocolate. So you're in the same type of food. So what will be the lacha? When I have to, if I have to see the chocolate, at what point do I have to make a bracha? When do I have to make a bracha? When not? If I finish, you don't have to make a bracha. If before I finish the candy, I decide the chocolate, then I would not have to make a bracha. Let's say I'm only in the candy. I decide I want to have a piece of fish. So that, the Magaman says, two foods which have like no shaykh with each other. Like one's a dessert and one's a main dish. Those things have no shaykhs to each other. And therefore, that's something else, the gamri, and it's not gonna patter.
What was the first example?
A candy to chocolate, or a candy to fish, or a drink to fish. since, unless he had das beferis to pater it, or was a front of you on the table, unless he had das beferis or was on the front of the table, sandwiches is like they don't really go along. Ice cream to a piece of chicken. So it's two different types of foods. Chicken to ice cream, two different types of foods. Unless you have das beferis, it's not going to go ahead and pater. Now, unless you had das. Now, what das is, I'll get to in a second. What's considered das? There's right now we're, it's a little confusing here. Now we're talking about stam das, what happens? I wasn't thinking, I made a bracha. I'm an orange, I bring another orange, okay. I bring an apple, I finish orange, no good. It's the middle, it's okay. If it's a different type of food, no good. Das beferish works. What das beferish is, we'll discuss in a second. Now, there's another klal that, let's say, I have something which is more chashuv than the other one. I made bracha on rice, and then afterwards I'm having berakas. So berakas is more chashuv than rice. Why? Because berakas are from the chamesh min, and rice is not. So this Rashi which says any bedin that any chashuv patas more chashuv, begreira unless you had das beferish. So therefore, if you're having something which is more chashuv, unless you had das beferish, it's not going to work. Make bracha on rice and a piece of cake. That's not going to work. You have Rice crispy, those like Rice crispy chocolate things. What they call again?
Like Rice crispy treats.
Right. So let's say it's mezainis. Laniach, it's right mezainis. Then you want a real piece of cake. It's not going to work because there's any bedin the sandwich is less chashuv, the pata more chashuv. Let's say if das beferish. It's a very chashuv rashi. Let's say if das beferish. Yeah. Let's say if das beferish pata it, then kibshuto is not going to work. So in sevav, which we discussed, let's say you have two types of apples. One's more chashuv. It's better. And if you didn't have das. So it means that the Magen Avraham says you have to make a bracha. It means that the rabbi says you don't have to make a bracha. It's kfar, it's one min. And in Reisha Aleph, Sifkatane, the Mishpura Soysim, like the Ali Rabba. In other words, if you're in the same type of apples, then that's a shiloh. But if it's the same types of foods, Vechosh Rasba, and if you didn't have any chosh chosh more than it would have. Now, this is all stam das. If you have das beferish works, what's called das beferish works? One case das beferish is, I think. Okay. Another case das beferish is that it says in kafayin das that das baal bais works. If you're sitting down for a meal and your wife's serving you, or you're by somebody's house and they're serving you, that's called das beferish because you're tully in whatever they're serving you. You're at a chasna, you're at a meal, at a simcha. That's called das beferish, and therefore that definitely would work. And that's called das beferish. Who had din? It says if you convey yourself. I'm sure it means if you convey yourself for a suda. Whenever you convey yourself, that's going to be okay. Therefore, anytime you're sitting down for a meal, breakfast, lunch, or supper, that's considered you convey yourself. And therefore, it's like das beferish, and therefore it's going to work. I'm not talking about the Rashba now. I'm talking about the case of the apples, oranges. Put the Rashba aside now. Sorry, put the Rashba aside now, because that's very nice. It's like, let's put that aside now. I'm talking about this halacha, that if you move an apple, it doesn't pat the orange, and you finish the apple. So, if you have das, it does work. What's called das? Thinking about it. If I'm giving myself to eat, das v'al bayis. The halacha shulchan says, if you're a type of person who goes think the thing always, that also is considered maybe like kviyas hazah, and that also would be considered like das. Like you're snacking now, and you just go for the thing, that also would be good. And even if you know you're saying you're going for a snack now, so let's say some chocolate, and then you finish, then you get candy. But this is like your derech, that also would be like das, and therefore you would not have to go
if
ahead.
If he doesn't even by sudas.
What?
If he's the type of person that doesn't go from thing to thing even by sudas.
A kviyas, a sudas, when you convey to eat, it becomes what you're doing, right?
So let's say lunch. He knows what he's having. He didn't have das lahed, he had nothing else. If derech is la'olam to take what he has, and
when a person's kaveya sudasai, so that is, it's dark of a person to go from food to food, whatever, I'm not full, I eat something else, therefore, I'm kaveya stuff to eat. I'm just eating now, I'm just taking something to eat, so okay, I'm finished, I'm done. If I'm sitting down to have a meal, so it's dark of a person to go from thing to thing, and therefore, it would not need a bracha.
Rav said that the dinner baal bais works for a person's wife, also if they're being served by the wife.
Yeah, that works. That's called das, yeah.
What if she's nemach? Like she didn't have a mind to serve it to them.
It's interesting. You're telling them, saying. All right, so there's a... We have the case, Chazon case over here. Give them a quick test. You take a chocolate and then you decide you want to eat a... When you eat a candy. When you have to make it, you don't have to make a bracha.
You don't have to.
Depending when you have the dance, right?
I'm still eating.
You're still eating, right? You're milking chicken and then you decide you want to have a candy.
Doesn't work.
You need a bracha. Because unless it's supper,
you're kaveh.
That's kaveh, and it's like that's befeirish. Chayer. How do you say that?
What was the lamed again?
Loi kalsamin. I mean, then went away. Eating potato chips and decide to have a cucumber.
Also shouldn't work unless you have one of these things.
Right, let's have one of these things. You need cake and want to have rice.
Also shouldn't work.
Correct. Two different things, right? Not so much, but cake rice is better.
No, he made the bracha on the cake.
Okay, yeah. Well, the chara is a different, whatever. So let's have that, so whatever. Because that's the basic side. Right, Sivav. Sivav discusses, Sivav is in the London, so bracha is very interesting. How bracha is chal. I happened. The guy took in his hand a fruit to make a bracha and it fell. So the question is, do you say the bracha is chal on the other things or not? So the Chayyim holds, you have to make a bracha, even though you have other things in front of you, because the way a bracha is chal begreira. How's the chal when there are 18 apples? It's chal on this apple, I go this apple, it's chal on the other 17. The bracha is not chal on this apple, even though all things were in front of me, it can't be gerit because it's never chal on this apple, and therefore you have to make a new bracha. Ramah says we have das that works. If your das works, that Rama holds that the bracha doesn't be chal begreira. Even the bracha, even if it would be done bedas, so then the Rama holds that's going to work. Rama's mevora das, even if it's not a friend who works, das alone works. The graz is a thoshit. It holds you need das and lefanav in order for it to work. As I made a bracha on this thing and it fell, and das and the fun of other things that work. And Berlach has a whole long aricha saying that Arsim Shin will hold the anything in front of you, even without das, that minastam works. So what's the lach lamaitz? It's for passing several lach. The lamaitz, we made a bracha, and the thing fell. Or the thing was no good, right? Spoiled, or whatever it is. If things in front of you, minastam, the person's das is anything which is in front of him, if a minastam is going to patter it. So there is a whole nidin that. What about Birchas and Mitzvahs? This whole same Shayla. Let's say Birchas and Shayla, Shayla is not good. I mean, Birchas and Tzitzis is possible when you get different Birchas. Or Birchas and Tfilin, when you get different Tfilin. Do you see this thing that you said? That if it wouldn't be in front of me, I have to go out and make another Bracha.
It depends on the Mitzvah, but Shayla, he's not making the Bracha on the Shayla.
Shmuel calls Shayla. So this is a Tila Dabba, when you say, he's collecting Birchas and Mitzvahs to Birchas and Paris. Birchas and Paris is called the Schefza. But Birchas and Mitzvahs is a Bracha on the Mitzvah. This is the mitzvah, it's not chal on the shefer. This is bracha on the mitzvah, it's not bracha to get shefer. What's the shefer, that shefer? And therefore, I want to say that, just tell me, give me a shefer in like 5 minutes.
The Rav's giving a shefer now.
5 minutes.
Call back in a few minutes.
Okay, it's a bracha on the mitzvah. Bracha on the mitzvah is a bracha on the mitzvah, and therefore he says that it doesn't make a difference, and you can take a different ches. The Maisa Mishabura in 3 places, in Simcha Ches of Katalamed, and some of her favorite tefillin, also in Kish Shefer, is a very not like that. So you make a bracha on one of them, it's possible, and whatever it is, he says you have to go make a bracha, and he's not mekabel this sack. One last thing is, Mechaber brings down that if a person made a bracha latala, he should go say a bracha shenk v'machsel ha'amved, or do v'machsel ha'den v'chakecha, in order to in order to show me much change on the Tala. So the question is how this works exactly. This Boshenko looks a long bad business. So Chazanish and Sefer writes that Stam, it's like, doesn't help the Bracha of Atala. You made Bracha of Atala. It's more like Tikkun Azad, Tshuva Azad, Zay Boshenko looks a long bad, you make a Shvach. The other Pshad is that Mamash, the Arsim says Mamash a Tikkun. He goes Mamash, it's not exactly a Tikkun. If I just call you such a Shvach, this episode, they should episode say a Shvach. Person does it, it's not chat about some that it is a tikkun. Fine, okay, we'll stop here.